Yeah. Oh, we're starting. We're recording.
This has begun?
Wow. Cool.
It's begun.
It's begun.
Plug in a microphone?
No, we're just doing this. Okay. Cool.
First episode.
Here we go. All right, guys. Welcome to the Not Your Average College Best Friend podcast with Soph and Rin. I'm Soph.
I'm Ryan.
Not Rin.
But for my purposes, I'm going to call you Rin. So if you hear me say Rin, that's who I'm referring to.
Yes, I am Rin and Soph is Soph.
Cool. So basically, we just wanted to make a podcast about what it's like to be a college student today. All the fun parts,
day and age.
All the challenges, all the good times and the not so good times. And we just wanted to give you like a real point of view in real time.
Yeah.
And by real time, we mean we're already almost through our first semester, senior year.
Yeah.
So we're kind of almost done. We're a little late to the game.
We're a little jaded too. I feel like that's going to help us with these viewpoints that we're going to be saying.
Oh, yeah, you're right. We are pretty jaded.
We're a little jaded.
And so right now we're just going to be talking to you about issues that we think are important.
Important and necessary to be talked about.
Yeah, pretty much. So happy Halloween, Rin.
Happy Halloween, Soph. What are you dressed as today?
Myself.
And what does that entail?
My own clothes, Rin. Come on, you're sitting right here. You should know.
Iconic. You have to describe for the audience, the listeners.
I didn't dress up today because I didn't plan a costume for class, and I woke up late, so I didn't have time to figure that out because I have to be up for a 9 a.m. every single day this semester because it's senior year. Great.
That is very unlike my senior year where all of my classes begin at 11 a.m., and I'm off on Fridays.
Well, I'm off on Fridays, too, except I have to give a tour, but I never go in.
You don't go to give your tours anymore?
No, I don't.
Again, jaded.
Yeah, I have Griffin cross me off. Hopefully no one listens to this and then he doesn't get in trouble.
We're spilling tea now too.
Yeah. We'll spill tea and hopefully if we ideally have an audience in the future,
we'll answer questions
and we'll figure out how to make ourselves accessible to people. Maybe get a website, maybe an email or something and you guys can email us questions.
Or we have Twitters and we have Instagram.
Yeah, and I guess we'll make those available.
Yeah, we'll give you our Twitters and Instagram so you can DM us because the DM is the way to go now. No one emails anymore.
Ryan loves when people slide into his DMs.
I love people sliding into my DMs. Oh, wait, that never happens.
Yeah. I guess if you're going to ask us any questions, don't ask us about relationships.
Oh, don't worry. We'll have an episode about relationships.
But we don't know how to relationship, so.
That's also very true.
We're both, like, the ultimate failures, so.
Look at our past relationships. We're kind of failing.
What relationships? I've had none. You've had, like, 1.5, maybe.
2.5, maybe.
Where's the, I know two of them.
In my life, I have dated two.
Oh, yes. In your life.
Yes.
Oh, well, I was thinking about
yes,
here.
In college, I've had 1.5.
Yeah, I guess I forgot about your past relationship.
Doesn't everybody?
That doesn't matter.
No one cares about anything before college. That's a thing. No one cares.
Oh, my God, yeah. First thing that freshmen just don't seem to know, but, like, I was guilty of it, too. We were all guilty
we're
of
guilty
it, is that no one just gives a shit about high school anymore.
The high school petty bullshit goes away as soon as you become the bottom of the totem pole again.
Yeah, I guess this is going to be explicit content. So.
Oh, we curse. I'm so sorry. I could take it back if you want, but then again, we'll wait till our listeners tell us yes or no.
Oh, my God.
Again, not your average college best friends.
Just kidding. We're exceedingly average.
In every capacity of the word average.
Oh, man, we should be drinking right now.
Oh,
it's 3 in the afternoon.
I'm smoking a Juul, if you know what that is.
I'm skipping class right now because I just simply can't. It is towards the end of the semester,
yes.
And I've been really diligent, really good about.
Just happened for most of us.
Yeah, I've been really good about attendance, but today I just can't. I went to all my other classes, mm-hmm. but this one I don't feel like I need to go to. Thank you, Ryan. Due to the fact that I skipped one on Monday, I had to go this morning.
Yeah, I skipped my tap class this morning.
Yeah, and you left me alone. Rin and I are in tap class
together.
You're
in tap one together. But, positive, I almost skipped a class yesterday, but ended up going.
Wow,
see,
good for
there,
you.
There are some goods and there are some highs and some lows.
So we're not advocating for skipping class
please don't.
Regularly. My friend Julia did, my housemate Julia, She did the math, or her dad did the math, and apparently you're wasting like $500 or something like that for every class you skip.
Wow.
Which is kind of insane. But then again, college tuition is kind of insane. We can talk about that at a later episode, and financial aid and everything that people need to know, because we're both on hella financial aid. So it's doable.
I earn so much financial aid that
they're basically paying us to be here.
They're paying us to go to this school. In all honesty, I wouldn't be here if I didn't get financial aid.
But we are advocating for just taking off class when you need to.
If, like, most classes, especially at the school, allow you 2 to 3 skips, and I don't know about yourself, but I really recommend using those for, like, either when you are sick or when you need a mental health day.
Yeah, I'm a huge proponent of mental health days. Like, Ren and I, we both have our own mental illnesses, excuse me. Like, I have anxiety and depression. I don't want to say suffer from, because I don't want to.
I feel like
make it seem like we're suffering.
No, we work through what we have, and we try to spin it in a positive light.
But you know what? It affects everyone. Yeah, it affects everyone differently. And I just read a study that approximately 1 in 3 college freshmen, it's a 2018 study, report that they have some kind of mental illness, and it's been on the rise. There was even this 2013 study. Wait, I'm going to get the statistic.
We don't want to give you false information, guys.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it's not on here. It's on my computer.
Has her computer up in case of an emergency.
No, but like everyone that we seem to be talking to just seems like they're struggling in some capacity with mental illness. Like, what does that say about us and our society and, like, no, not our generation, and also, like, the college environment that
it fosters. It doesn't help anything.
It's a breeding ground for that. So I have it. So it says from psychologytoday.com, a 2013 survey of college students have found that 57% of women and 40% of men reported experiencing episodes of overwhelming anxiety in the past year, and 33% of women and 27% of men reported a period in the last year of feeling so depressed it was difficult to function.
My God.
Studies suggest that between a quarter and a third of students meet criteria for an anxiety or depressive illness during their college experience.
And that makes sense to me, though. Like, it's like, you say that, but it's like,
I know.
It's not a foreign thought to us. I know, like, a lot of our friends, like, suffer through some form of mental illness, and the college doesn't really, I'm not gonna say that. It does try to help, but it is a factor in building the anxiety or depression or their mental illness.
Yeah, like, we have a college, like, counseling center, and I feel like a lot of other schools do.
Yeah.
But what do they actually do to help? I
could say, from a personal standpoint, when it took me about a month and a half to even get seen by our college's counseling services. And, like, it's the process by which getting a counselor is difficult in itself, too. You have to, like, sign up in the office, and, like, you have to say, like, what you're feeling, and then they, like, prioritize you, in a sense.
Well, that's good to know. Like, insurance-wise, I can't afford a therapist. Uh-huh. My mom has been trying to get me to go to the counseling center for, like, a year now, and I just, like, for whatever reason, I've just been busy or whatever, haven't gotten myself to go, or I've forgotten. I'm a very forgetful person.
That's a true
and
fact.
And
when's my birthday, Steph?
May 25th, May 15th, May.
I'm shaking my head. No, every one of these answers.
No. Wait, I know this. May 21st. Your birthday is May 21st.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Josh is July 25th. So I was thinking 25th.
I don't know who Josh is.
Yes, you do. Hi, Josh is my housemate.
Yes, Josh is her housemate.
But anyway.
Yes, back to the topic. Again, not your average college student.
Cool. We're getting off topic.
Yeah.
That's going to happen so much. Everyone's going to get annoyed.
We hope you don't. We hope you stick with us.
This is what happens when we're trying to be serious.
Yeah, we got
to. We're trying to talk about a serious topic of mental health that we both have as well.
Yeah.
And, like, I've been trying to go to the counseling center. And just from all that I've been hearing of our friends who go, and they're like, they're not helpful at all. So why would I even put my energy into going?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I feel like the college just has a lot of money, and college in general.
A lot of money.
And also, our college just has this whole plan for developing the college. And I know they have fundraising to do, but why can't you put some of that money towards hiring professional
The money goes towards
psychologists or psychiatrists.
The money normally goes towards counselors, like, the athletic department is a big thing in our school. And, like,
also the theater department, but I feel like they might be lacking funds for what I heard. I don't know.
Wow, that's also tea.
Every department's always lacking funds. I don't think that's, like, real tea.
That's just the truth.
Ryan's in Bragadoon right now.
Oh, I'm in a show at this campus.
Oh, yeah. But anyway.
Again, she's changing the subject.
Wait, sorry. Okay.
We can go back to... there is actually this past week in a class that I'm taking.
Yeah.
A girl in my class who I know and love, she had taken off and told us that it was a mental health day. And when we told our professor that she was taking off because of her mental health, he said, "That's not real. I don't believe in that. That those don't exist."
Well, that's good.
It really, like, when she came back the following day, and he told her that he doesn't believe in that, she looked visibly uncomfortable, and it just, the whole class felt the energy sink, because we all know that we do need mental health days.
Yeah.
And for a professor who is highly regarded at our school in one of the departments, to say that is really discouraging and
that's
not
really
at all comforting.
Upsetting. That's really upsetting. Mm-hmm. Wow. Because I know how important, like, for myself, mental health days are, and for my friends. Like, I didn't even know what a quote-unquote mental health day was until high school, because I was so incredibly stressed about all these assignments that I had. I think it was my junior of high school. And, like, I was freaking out. I had this test, and I was like, you know what? Just take a mental health day, and you can stay home. And I was like, whoa, like,
what's
that's
a
thing?
Mental health day? Yeah.
Great. But it's so important for everyone to know that you need to prioritize
yourself,
your safety, your well-being. And if you need to take a day off, you take a day off. Like, don't, you know, abuse those privileges, obviously.
Yeah.
But if you really feel like you cannot get out of bed that day, you cannot do your work, you are overwhelmed, you're stressed, you're feeling depressed or anxious for anything, I am such a huge proponent of mental health days. I think they're so important. Sometimes I feel so anxious that it hinders me.
Yeah. And that goes back to the fact that we are given these 2 to 3 days to take off for anything that you need.
But now I think it's, like, interesting to talk about, like, why there is such a rise in mental health issues today, and, like, specifically among college students. Like, is it the workload? Is it the pressure we put on ourselves? I know here at Muhlenberg.
Is it pressure from the media? Is it pressure from anything? There's technology issues.
Social media is a cause of that.
Social media is a big cause for anxiety nowadays.
I know I really made a conscious effort 1 week or something to not be on my phone as much. And... wow, it definitely
made a huge difference.
But then I was talking to one of my other housemates. I guess I'm just going to talk about my housemates all the time.
Yeah,
cool.
I do not, contrary to popular belief, I do not live with Sophia.
Maybe it's for the best. Rude and I just got in a huge fight.
We did.
We didn't talk for a week.
It was a week of not talking.
Maybe it's a good thing we don't live together.
Or it wouldn't have happened if we lived together.
Absolutely. Who knows? Ooh. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
Again, spiraling.
Oh, man. But I was talking to Mia, who I live with.
We love Mia.
She was saying that it's almost like everything has become a crisis or an emergency. Like,
oh my
you
God.
Feel like you need to have your phone on you at all times because there's, like, some
me.
Kind
I'm
of...
holding my phone in
oh,
my hand
I know
now.
You are. You look at your phone every 5 seconds. You're going on Snapchat right now. We're talking to each other. Are you kidding me?
Someone Snapchatted me.
Really? It's not an emergency, but
it's
see,
not about
society
me.
Makes
forgot.
You think that everything... yeah, not everything's about you.
No. And that's a thing. I feel like... I don't know if this is just me, but I feel that when I get a notification, it is of dire importance. And I know it's not... but, like, that's what my brain has been accustomed to. Like, I see the phone light up, and it's like, shit, who is it?
Also,
shit,
because every single time you get a notification, a like on something, it releases those
endorphins
or dopamine, or I don't know the chemical off the top of my head. I apologize. I'm no scientist. But it releases
chemical
in your brain that gives you that jolt of happiness.
It's a little bit of jolt, yeah.
And it has been proven. I'm a theater, media, and communication double major.
She's very smart.
So are you. And so in my media comm classes, we learned that it literally has become addicting as a drug. And so I think
that
it has definitely transformed our brains and how our brains function in relation to that. So maybe that's a cause. We feel like we are stressed about being on that all the time. I just got really overwhelmed before I even started talking about all the things I have to do. Just kind of post-grad since we're graduating
Sophia
soon.
Sophia just told me today what, like, her plan is for next year. And, like... the fact that she knows already, like, I'm not gonna lie, it gave me anxiety because it's like there are so many opportunities and choices that I have to make before then.
But, like, here's the thing. I didn't know until literally yesterday.
And that's okay to not know yet.
October 30th. I've been stressing for so long about how I want to combine my majors, what I want to do with the two of them. And it just so happened that this one opportunity just fell into my lap. I don't even have it yet. I still have to apply for it. It's going to be really hard to get. So everyone cross your fingers for me because I really, really want it. This is what I want to do next year.
Yeah.
But
being
just,
happy and important and, like, involved in something, that's what you want. Like,
yeah.
That's a good thing.
So I got stressed about that. And we're... both theater majors, so we have this showcase coming up, and we're scene partners for it. We're scene
partners for it. Meaning we have to pick
We have to prepare scenes a scene. And then
I
just realized it's the end of the semester coming up, so I have all these, you know,
essays and midterms
that I have to do that are coming up. And I don't know, like, it really takes a toll on you, and it's stressful, and it's weirdly addicting now that I think about it, because the feeling of relief that you get once it's over and you're like, yes, like, kind of orgasmic, I'm not gonna lie.
No, not even joking. Like, because I'm in Brigadoon right now.
Brigadoon, can you say this all in a Scottish accent? Say this all in a Scottish accent.
I'm not gonna do it in a Scottish accent now.
That's my son.
We have 2 weekends of shows, and everything leading up to, like, our opening night, I had pushed back all of my work. I had prioritized what I want to do with my life, like, to the forefront of my mind. And I pushed away all of my other classwork. And so I'm now in this 3-day of no Brigadoon before our second week rehearsal, the second week of shows. And it's pretty great. Like, I finished all of my work on Monday, and I got to sit in my room yesterday and just do nothing. And, like, people freak out about, like, FOMO, like, fear of missing out. I'm like,
yeah, I got over FOMO real quick.
And I was like, what are you missing, Ryan? You need time to yourself. Like, I haven't had that because
I'm proud of you. That's definitely a breakthrough for you.
I was I had a big FOMO for, like, my entire college experience. Like, I felt like I had to go to every college party. I felt like I had to go to every college event because, like, I'd miss something. But then I realized, like, what am I missing? Like, other people doing things, and, like, I can focus on, like, my own mental health or, like, my own.
You know, maybe it's good that we're seniors doing this, because we already have experienced all of it. And even though we're still in it, so we can still, like, give that, you know, on the ground, real time, in the field commentary. But I don't know, this can, maybe freshmen will hear this and be like, oh, and maybe learn something from it ideally.
Yeah, you don't need to go out every weekend to a party and get shit-faced. I'm not saying don't, because it's a great time.
Do whatever you want.
Do whatever you want.
Live your best life.
But yeah, but focus on yourself,
and responsibly.
Too. Yes, because we are proponents of safety and no drugs.
No drugs. Cool.
Unless
you're
in Amsterdam.
Oh, my God.
Let's hope some of the juniors abroad are listening to this, because I know that y'all...
They will.
Nope.
They already went to Amsterdam.
They were in Amsterdam. And
It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
They're not important to us right now.
Also, I don't know what I was going to say, but you said that, like, it just felt so good that you could just sit and...
Yeah.
Relax. Literally, when I skipped class on Monday.
Did you get anxiety?
No. But I'm like, I flossed my teeth in the morning.
Wow.
I only floss at night. I felt like such an adult, because I never have time in the morning, because, like, I just have such a hard time waking up. I really tried. At the beginning of the semester, I was up like 7:30 every morning.
Oh, God.
But now I get up like 10 minutes before I have to go to my class or before I have to leave for my internship.
Oh, yeah. Sophia is also in an internship right now at PBS in Bethlehem. Well, it's all over, right? You go all over.
Well, no, I'm based in Bethlehem.
I'm based in Bethlehem.
PBS 39, shameless plug.
And it's great, and she's doing phenomenal. So many amazing things. She was a producer I'm just gaslighting her right now.
Oh, no. Don't do that.
No, but
she
is a great example of, you can combine the things that you do in life and make it.
Stop. I'm gonna get emotional.
And she's doing it successfully.
And I flossed my teeth.
And she flossed.
And, like, that was just such a feeling of adulthood in the morning and success. And I'm like, wow, do I have to skip class to floss in the morning?
No.
Well, maybe I do, because I don't have time.
As long as you brush your teeth in the morning.
No, that's all that matters.
You please brush your teeth in the morning. Having a healthy lifestyle is important.
I know. I really want to get into the habit. We're sitting in my room right
now. Yes, we're on her floor.
We're on my floor. And I'm looking at my very unmade bed. And I want to get into the habit. No, it's not. It's quite messy in here.
You should see mine.
Oh, thank God. It's quite messy in here. But I wanted to get into the habit of, like, making my bed in the morning. Because I've seen all these TED Talks. Or not all these. There's, like, one. And then all these speeches and articles. Like, oh, start by making your bed this in the morning. And you'll feel like you accomplished something. And I'm like, I want to do that. But then I don't have time, because I don't wake up, because I'm the worst.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, that's a problem. But waking up.
How many alarms do you guys set in the morning? I set about 4.
I set, like,
in 20-minute increments.
Yeah, that's what I do in, like, half an hour, 15 minutes. Yeah. It depends. Like, depending when I have to get up. Like, if I have to get up for my internship, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'll set one at 6:45, one at 7, one at 7:15, one at 7:30, one at 8.
And when do you have to leave by?
I have to ideally be out of the house at 8:20.
Wow, wow. Whereas for me, my first alarm goes off at 9.
I know, because then on Mondays, Wednesdays, I set, like, 7, 7:15, 7:30. Wow. And I used to be so good at the start of the semester.
Sophia always was very, like, able to wake up and do all the stuff that she needed to do, whereas I would wake up 5.5 minutes before class and run.
Yeah, you do that a lot.
I do that a lot. I mean, it's harder. It's much harder now because I'm living in, we have a place on campus called The Village, and it's farther away than where I was living last year, which was behind the class, the building where all my classes were.
Oh.
So now I have to run.
I still kind of think you live in South.
A lot of people do. I don't live in South.
Sometimes I'll walk there and I'll be like going around the wrong way.
No, I do not live in South. I live in The Village. I live in The Double. I live with 4 other people. They're great. We actually are having an inspection. Like, our RA just showed up.
Oh, yeah. I think my RA.
Yeah. So we had to hide all of, we had to like hide illegal things.
We don't have illegal things, we mean. Just candles.
Just the candles.
We're not saying that we have any. We can either confirm nor deny that we have.
Yes. It's just the precaution was necessary.
In case there were anything.
In case there was a hidden one that someone had planted there to fuck us up.
No. There wouldn't even be. There are no candles in our house.
There's no candles in our homes.
Goddamn.
Jesus.
Oh, God. We're good.
We are good people.
Yeah.
And I smoke out of a Juul.
No, stop it, Rich.
Sorry.
I don't know if we're allowed to say that.
Juuling is legal.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Yes, it's an... Okay, let's ask that question. A Juul is a...
I'm lost and confused.
They call a Juul a, like, replacement for, like, a cigarette.
Oh.
It's actually for smokers to stop smoking.
Oh! Because I knew it was, like, a trend for high school or something. When I worked at camp 2 summers ago, I was working with all these, like, high schoolers.
Because it gives all these kids the feeling of, like, oh, the nicotine high. Because when you smoke it, it goes right to your head. I was given this Juul because I was... smoking cigarettes in the beginning of the semester.
Who gave it to you?
David got this for me and then gave it to me.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
sorry.
So like I...
So kind.
Going
so
back
nice.
To mental illness, I have anxiety and depression. And I had a really bad anxiety attack in the beginning of the semester.
Yeah.
And I don't know where the idea got planted, but I think I had heard that cigarettes suppress your anxiety. And
I didn't know this.
Yeah.
I didn't know thinking that.
Yeah, and so that's why I got them, and I went through this particular weekend where, like, something happened. I went through about half of my pack, which is 10 cigarettes in a weekend, and I was like, I didn't stop because I wanted it to be a prevention in case I ever had an anxiety attack again, and I realized that wasn't healthy. That's not, because cigarettes are not a good way to cope with what my mental illness was. And so that's why...
Wow, look at you learning and growing.
Oh, we're learning and growing. You should have seen me freshman year. This is good that I'm talking about it now.
Oh, my God.
Freshman year, when
you were drunk and made me tuck you into bed.
Oh, yeah, that's a great story. Sophia, one time, I was plastered. And Ariana Grande's new album that just came out.
Not Sweetener. It was
Dangerous Woman.
Yeah.
And, I don't even think the album came out. I don't think it was just Into You, the promotional single came out.
Yeah.
And Into You changed...
I just smell your burp.
I burped.
I know.
Into You changed my life. And so as I was plaster drunk, I made Sophia tuck me into bed.
He was in a lofted bed. And I'm very short.
She's very small.
I'm 5'2".
And I'm 6'2". But I lived in a lofted bed, so I climbed up there, and she like was standing on it on my chair, and she was tucking me in. I went... Sophia,
he's like, crying.
He's like,
I'm crying.
Yes, please.
Can you put on Into You for 40 minutes?
And I set a timer.
Sure.
I fell asleep to Into You for 45 minutes.
You've come a long way. We both come a long way. Rin and I, for context, have been friends since freshman year.
Since freshman year, second week.
Second week, we were in a class together.
Class.
Media and Society.
Yeah.
With Dr. Nathanson, who's one of the best professors ever.
She was great.
Lovely.
I did drop the idea of having that as a major from my mind after that class.
But I'm still here.
But Sophia continued on, and now look where she is, graduating with it.
You're graduating too.
With it, not
oh,
with
oh,
that,
oh,
that
oh,
as
God.
Your major.
I just turned in my graduation forms today. You said
I have
that.
To do that. I got my forms today, so I have to fill those out, and they're due on Friday.
Okay, they're really easy to fill out.
So yeah, it's like I have to like write down how I say my name and what it rhymes with.
Anyway, we...
I think my name is Lion. I can say that, right? Ryan Lion. In baseball one time, I got an award because, like, they gave out awards to everyone in elementary school, and they're like, Ryan the Lion. And I went, that's not me.
Can I call you that? Ryan the Lion.
Please don't call me that, unless it's in bed.
Yucky, we don't do that. We're just best friends.
Yeah, contrary to popular belief, we don't do that.
Yeah, contrary to popular belief. I know. We're just inseparable.
We are inseparable.
Unlike freshman year. Oh, yeah. Second week, and we just became best friends, and we would hang out pretty much every single day in each other's rooms.
We would watch Are You the One
on MTV.
Classic show, still running. I don't know how it is, but it is.
I still watch it. You need to catch up. I binge watched. I was home alone for the weekend. I went home to New York for a weekend for my cousin's baby shower. My parents were gone for a night. To visit my brother at his school for his parents' weekend.
He goes to University of Albany.
Yeah, he does. And no, nothing went crazy because no one was home. So, you know, it was just me. And I just binge watched the entire current season.
Whereas she binges crappy reality television shows.
Yeah.
I watch crappy Netflix TV shows.
Yeah.
I'm binging The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
They're being sued, apparently.
They're being sued. Yeah, Sophia had just told us this before we were recording.
Like, by the Church of Satan or the cult. Yeah.
And I was like, how do you do that wrong? Like, all you go is, Hail Satan, and you're fucking in the church, right?
I don't know anything about them.
I think it's like they have the idea of, like, the church, like, the cross is upside down.
Oh.
I know that because I watched American Horror Story, Apocalypse. And they are also doing a thing with, like, the Church of Satan as well.
What a great Halloween conversation.
I know. They're not being sued, apparently.
But
Netflix is.
Netflix has big bucks there.
The Church of Satan is an actual thing.
Oh.
They believe that the devil is their savior and their lord, and they go Hail Satan a lot.
Well, what are they going to... How's the devil going to save them? Isn't he just going to throw them into
the
fiery pits?
They want the fiery pits. Like, they think it cleanses them.
Oh.
I'm not bashing Satanists.
No, we're not bashing Satanists.
We didn't understand it. Yeah. I think I understand it.
Okay.
Not that I would practice it.
You know what?
But I would understand it if you were telling me that you were a Satanist.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm going to look into it more, become a Satanist, and then tell you about it.
Okay, Sophia will do this. This is her task of the week before next week.
My personal journey. Thanks for following me. So... I guess, we're gonna end it here.
So thank you.
For our first episode to whoever maybe decided to make it this far.
For 30 minutes of our lives. We really thank you for listening.
We really appreciate this. And
this is what you've wanted to do for a really long time.
Yeah, we just want to shoot the shit, talk to each other.
Yeah, again, because we're seniors and the future is in the air. We knew that we wanted something to last and to do thing together before we were done.
Yeah, we want to document our time here in real time, even though it's better late than ever. And maybe we can help people along the way, like college students, if you want to send in questions.
Yeah, if you have a topic you want us to talk about, we can do that. That'd be even better.
Yeah. So thank you so much for tuning in.
Signing off. What should be our farewell to them?
Ooh.
We have to come up with a farewell.
Yeah, I guess we'll come up with a farewell. Let's just say farewell.
Farewell.
Farewell. College best friends. Best friend. That could be our audience, a name. Our fans name.
Yes.
College best friends.
You're
our best
friends. It's like, what are those, Arianators or Ariana Grande fans?
Yeah, Little Monster.
Little Monsters like Lady Gaga.
You're our college best friends.
Yes.
Okay, farewell.
We will
college
also
best
have
friends.
A microphone that works next time.
Yeah, oh my God, the sound is going to be so in and out because I've been holding the microphone, the phone's so close.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to figure it out.
We hope you listened and
blow your ears out, or the sound is going to be real bad. I'm so sorry.
We already apologize, but thank you for listening.
Yeah,
and
thank you.
Farewell.
Farewell.
Bye.
We made it happen.
Oh, it's still recording. Oh!